to do a CU broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Kenny Mitchell Group's Discovery Conference. And one of the sessions that we sat in on today was entitled The Lab at Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, Accelerating Innovation Together. And the panelists consisted of April Klopes, President and CEO of Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, and Ben Maxim. He is the AVP of Digital Strategy and Innovation at the Credit Union as well. And both April and Ben in this particular clip talk about how they built the lab at the Credit Union and what its purpose is as well. Really cool stuff here to really kind of be proactive in the innovation department, as we all should be, and where it's going to go, how it's going to help the Credit Union. Really good stuff here from April and Ben. Check it out.
The new department, it was then titled e-commerce. And with that, we started really exploring everything digital. We surveyed our members, we asked how they would interact with us in a digital format, and then we started building our digital assets. Even then, we were over $1 billion in assets, so we were a large credit union. And everything when we began searching for partners to provide digital delivery to our members was rather expensive and didn't really offer the service in the way that we were hoping for our members. And so our philosophy when we moved to the digital environment was, how do we replicate to the best of our ability an interaction that a member might have with an employee, but be able to do that through a digital channel? And so when we were working to determine which vendors we might select for our digital delivery, we would ask questions such as, well, if I'm a member and I really want to know the ATM closest to my location, how would I find that? Oh, we don't have that capability yet. And or I think that the members would be interested in learning, you know, this educational piece of information while they do their transactions. That's not possible at this time. We heard that many, many times. So many times that the team that was working with me in our new digital channel space, after about the third vendor meeting, looked over and said, we can probably build this ourselves. And so we did, which is a great leap of faith that that we took, that our CEO blessed at that time, to code and develop our own home banking at that time. And now, of course, that's gone into our mobile apps and those channels as well. And so to me, what I think this does is demonstrate a couple of things that I like to say, the mindset that we have at our organization, meaning we are interested in providing new digital services to our membership in a way that complements the way they do business with us. We wanted to be able to provide a customized experience for our members as well that would be unique to our organization, how we communicate and serve those members. Really, it's for me, it's providing executive level support, creating the space, and creating the funding opportunity for us to be able to essentially cultivate our innovation and really be relevant to our members. And then with that, we'll turn it to Ben, who is going to talk a little bit about how we executed on that and in his role.
All right. Thank you, April. So yeah, I've had the opportunity to work with April since she hired me at the credit union to be part of that e-commerce team 14 years ago. And I've loved all the opportunities that have come along the way with that, and our decisions to build stuff ourselves have led to a lot of great opportunity for us, which kind of culminated in us creating the lab at MSU-FCU in the fall of 2020. Here's our logo and branding for it. We thought it was important to have separate branding for our external members, so our members, our partners, other people in the community to see our innovation efforts and to be able to interact with that brand. It allows us to conduct future research, engage with members in an early stage of product development, so they understand that they're testing something, they're giving feedback, they're interacting with something that may not work 100%. Really, the goal is to get the member involved and get their feedback as we're building versus waiting until it's, you know, we've spent 10 months or plus on something and then we launched it out there and it's not received as well as we thought it should be because we didn't get that feedback. We also look at the lab as an area to kick off future growth ideas. We explore different fintech opportunities, AI, machine learning, and other emerging technologies, looking at things like augmented reality and virtual reality and how those can fit into the finance world. It's also a great opportunity for us to promote our credit union, promote our innovative culture across, you know, the industry. Also enhances employee engagement. This was something that we learned along the way, that there was a great opportunity for employees to feel more connected to the brand, the credit union, have a more rich and engaging experience as part of their employment beyond their day-to-day work, as being able to share their ideas and be able to participate in opportunities like the lab provides. And then, you know, also at a high level, we have a, you know, thanks to COVID, a lot of what we've done digital has been digital. So we've created what we call the InnoHub for our members to engage with our different pilots, which if you're interested in learning more, you can visit msufc.org/the lab, and you can see what active pilots we have going on, and then summaries of past pilots and what's upcoming as well. Here is the lab page as it stands today. If you're interested in learning a little bit more, this is at msufc.org/the lab. And really, ultimately, this innovation is one part of our member experience. We combine efforts with our user experience team, our digital experience team, research, and innovation to really drive that member experience. So to talk a little bit more about that, so we have, you know, we don't have a chief digital officer. April serves in that role, but we've split digital into three components. Innovation and digital strategy, which is what I represent, so the forward-thinking part of it, research and digital experience, so, you know, the voice of the member, and also the execution and creation of, you know, the digital assets and content and channels, and then e-services handles our support. And, you know, for that process, we start with research. You know, sometimes, you know, it's some idea that we got from the industry, sometimes it's something that's brought to us, sometimes it's an internal idea from an employee. We do some research with our members to validate the idea a little bit more. If it makes sense, we turn it into a pilot, take what we can in learning, or, you know, if we like it and want to move it on, we make it a project, which goes into our strategic project workflow, which gets further feedback, design, and we engage our IT team to fully scale it out. We then do another beta round with the completed product before we get it out there to kind of get last-minute feedback before we fully launch. Then we go ahead, launch it, and then we track what's going on. We make sure that what we thought it would do for our membership or us as a credit union actually is achieved. And then we reassess and do some more research and build upon ideas in a continuous improvement model. In order to help accelerate some of this, the lab uses partnerships with fintech and leverages them to further our strategy and, you know, truly accelerate what we're doing. So in order to help find what fintechs make the most sense for us, we've developed a set of innovation strategies that roll up into our overall credit union strategies, and they are meant to be fluid as that changes. We're only a year in, so they've been pretty solid so far. But the five tenets of our innovation program are cultivating an entrepreneurial mindset, supporting ideation, incubation, acceleration, and intrapreneurship, or sometimes referred to as corporate entrepreneurship. So how do we really build that spirit and identify the people to participate along the way? Our strategies for innovation are increasing digital engagement, providing and improving human digital interactions. Digital isn't just meant to be a replacement for our human employees. It's really meant to be a way to augment and enhance the experience our members have with our employees. So we're really looking for ways to bring them together using technology. Also improving digital as a service channel. So we are, you know, a credit union. We do have limited resources. You know, we can, you know, staffing a call center 24/7, 365 is possible, but it's also really expensive. So if there are things we can do to allow members to serve and self-serve in digital, that's a huge focus of ours. Also improving operational efficiency. So how do we make things better for the employees? So they can better serve our members, and then be responsive to emerging trends. So looking at things like AI and how that can support efforts in our credit union and in digital, and support our members, and, you know, exploring things like augmented reality or who knows what's next. You know, the future is new every day. As ideas come in, we put them through our opportunity pipeline, and they get funneled down. So there are inputs from member feedback and surveys, partnership opportunities, where companies are reaching out to us, so we're reaching out to them. Industry trends and research, our ideas business process generates some ideas for pilots. our digital roadmap. And then we have an employee ideation program called CU Innovate, where employees are able to submit their ideas, collaborate on other employees' ideas, and then ultimately vote on what ideas should be moved forward as an organization. Those all get funneled into the opportunity pipeline, where we manage the due diligence and figure out what pilots make sense. This is where the research component comes in, to see what our members want to do next. And sometimes it's down to readiness and other things. And then when we're ready, we move things into a pilot stage. And it, should a pilot be successful and we greenlight it, it moves into the strategic project process. A little bit more about the pipeline and managing it. Since February of last year, I've talked to 153 fintech, digital engagement, and AI companies. Of all that talking and exploration of those companies and possible partnerships, 10 have gone on to become pilots, 4 of which we have completed, and three of those have been greenlit as either an enhancement or a project to move on in the life cycle. Enhancements are smaller projects, and sometimes after the pilot's done, we're pretty well established as technology, and you just have to turn it on and allow more people to access it. In that exploration as well, 9 other companies have been referred, or products have been referred to other business units to look into. You know, it didn't quite make the sense to do as a pilot because of the depth it had in a certain area or across the organization and required more attention. But that really has led to some great partnerships within the business as well, and allowing them to do some forward thinking and bring in some new technology to their areas as well. We also, you know, the list is long. We have 10 additional pilots we're still looking at to see what comes next. And there's no shortage of opportunities. The more we've shared about what we're doing, the more companies come and approach us to talk about what they can do to partner with us. So really at this point, we're kind of maintaining where we're at, trying to clear the slate to start up on the next set later on this year.
Thank you very much, April and Ben, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast, as well as additional coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference.